We're doing the Avat Chesed. Mechafetz Chaim continues and says, V'gelsina tusham b'Bava Batra. The Talmud tells us further over there in the first chapter of Bava Basra, Amalu Rava Livnei Mechose. Rava said to the people of the city, Usua Dade ki hechi detehevelu chushlama b'malchuta. Force one another to give charity so that you'll have peace in your kingdom. Meaning Rava was saying, if you coerce one another to do a mitzvah, bizchut ze merit that you actually push one another to do the mitzvah, then you won't be coerced, you won't be forced to do anything else. Meaning the government can sometimes say, I want you to come and work my stables for me. I want you to come and work my mill for me. The governments in those days could force a person to come and do duty, work for the government. Rava said, if you force one another to do tzedakah, so then in heavens they'll say, look, they've already been forced to do something and they did positive with it. You don't have to force them to do something else. Ki yiten Hashem lehem shalom b'malchut, God will give them peace in their kingdom. As the verse says, the product of charity is peace. And we have a similar story there that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai achpe lekovav sheitnu tzedakah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the prince, he was the nasi, and he used his powers to force his relatives to give charity. He told his nephews, guys, I want you to give charity. So, okay, their uncle says, what are they going to do? They did. He had a dream that they have to give a certain sum, we'll say 20,000 silver coins, will be taken by the authorities. So he came to them and said, I want charity from you. They gave him 12,000, so they were short 8,000. So he waited, they didn't give it. Along came the authorities and took from them 8,000. So, they were supposed to give 20,000. He collected 12 from them, they didn't give the other 8, so the authorities came and took the other 8. So the Talmud over there tells us that a person has a choice. Will he give the money to charity, or else God's going to say, okay, but that money wasn't supposed to stay by you, so I'll ensure that it leaves. If you didn't give it to charity, I'll give it to other causes.
Was this 10% or was this...
I don't know. That doesn't. I don't know. I don't remember that it says that. Vafido, it's not only about 10%, it's also gauged based upon a person's wealth.
Right.
And even if it's hard work to get others to donate, a person shouldn't be lazy from doing it. Because in accordance with how difficult it is, that's the amount he will get paid back in heaven. And even if people mock him over this, he shouldn't give it any attention. And he should just know that he will get greater wages because he endured this. Because he endured people shaming him, so to speak, for the sake of heavens. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.